From one TV show in the Mideast that's no longer running to another that's still going strong after six seasons on the air. It's a reality TV show, and for our Snap Geo Quiz today, we want you to name the country that funds it. Here are a few quick clues to help you out. This is a talent show, there are judges, and it doesn't involve singing. But get this, poetry. The latest winner left with $1.3 million. That's a lot of cash. So in which country is the show taped? The cash is actually a clue. Hold on tight, the answer is coming right up.
السؤال يقول تكتب يقينك شعر يقرونه ظنون.
To help us answer our quiz, I have our colleague Dina Demirdash with me. She's with the BBC's Arabic service. Dina, tell us the name of the show, what it's all about, and where it takes place.
The show's name is The Millions Poet. It was in the United Arab Emirates, and it's basically about having a poet from the Arab region who can win a prize, a major prize actually, of almost $1.5 million. The show is basically about having one of the poets win the biggest votes among the audience in the Arab world.
I'm a little dumbfounded here because poetry is not exactly the biggest pastime here in the United States, and the idea of a poet winning $1.5 million performing on stage just, I don't know, seems a little off.
Well, it's because the competition is basically catering to a particular audience, not necessarily an audience throughout the Arab region, the whole Arab region. It's basically for the audience of what it's called the Nabati poetry. That's a kind of tribal or Bedouin kind of poetry that uses classical Arabic. And it's pretty familiar and popular among the Gulf region. And many of the Arab Gulf Arab countries have this kind of poetry pretty much popular there. And for them to have a competition catering for that and having or trying to explore who is the biggest Nabati poet, it can be a big thing for them.
So this is pretty interesting. It's this combination of an old form of poetry, the Nabati poetry, you say, and, you know, all the glitz and glamour of a reality show, right? There's
That's exactly it, yeah. Because you've got a big stage with the typical kind of panel or judges panel that we have in Western shows. You have a panel of 3-4 judges who are trying to assess the poetry that the competitor is giving them or doing on the stage. They evaluate his body language. They evaluate the words that he's using, how eloquent he was. And they deliver the comments, but it's not necessarily the one thing that is actually making one competitor win over the others, because we will have also the votes from the audience, which is also something from now, from today's world. We have people who are going to vote for the competitors through the SMS messages and online on the channel's website. So it's kind of, you can say, present meets past.
Right. And you need to win, you need the whole package, the looks and the words and the delivery.
Of course, and even the body language.
And the body language, yeah.
Absolutely.
What is the usual subject of Nabati poetry?
It's basically a Bedouin kind of poetry. So it's driving all its images from their culture and the environment there. So you will hear a lot about deserts, you will hear a lot about palm trees, you will hear a lot of nationalism lines. You wouldn't hear a lot of love poems, you wouldn't hear a lot of affection kind of words, except for the country and the communities and the tribes. It's basically, you can say that's more or less men's kind of poetry. That's why there's not a lot of women taking part usually in these competitions.
Don't Bedouins fall in love?
For them, even if they do, they're not supposed to talk about it.
they're too tough.
Yeah.
The BBC's Dina Demirdash, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Lots of listeners had a go at guessing the answer to the Geo Quiz earlier today. How, you ask? Why, the Geo Quiz texting game, of course. If you want to receive the Geo Quiz via a text on your phone, just text Geo Quiz to 69866. You're listening to The World on PRI.